Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Garbark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Yank Terry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Yank Terry. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pete Gray. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is hit by the pitch. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steiner moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Steiner scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Lazor reaches second base with a double. Camilli moves to third. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is walked intentionally. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gray. The throw from Garbark and he is safe. Gray steals second. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gray scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Moore moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steiner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gray. The throw from Garbark and he is out, Lake applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lazor hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Moore moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1. Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sigjakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 0 for 1 in the game. Garbark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gray strikes out. 1 out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn strikes out. 2 outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Garbark for a passed ball. Stevens moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso strikes out. 2 outs. Sigjakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jack Hooke is 0 for 2 in the game. Jack Hooke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gray for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Garbark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jack Hooke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yank Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Steiner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Krivic hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Steiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0 for 3 in the game. Jakuki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lazor hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 3 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.